This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, it's happening, folks. As promised, President Trump is unleashing the full power of the federal government against Google, Facebook, and Amazon with various antitrust actions to investigate and potentially prosecute the monopolistic practices of these tech giants, all of which have engaged in what I consider to be crimes against humanity, that is, taking away the human dignity of speech, selective, politically motivated deplatforming and censorship, economic sabotage against conservatives and Christians and Trump supporters. Guess what? The big guns have arrived, and President Trump is launching the big guns at these tech companies. It has begun. So we're now looking at a Department of Justice investigation against Google, an FTC investigation against Amazon, and now I think it's another FTC investigation against Facebook. And this is on the tails of the White House collecting all of these stories. And I don't know how many tens of thousands of case studies they have collected, but many stories from people all across the country, and we've submitted many to them as well, stories about being censored and being deplatformed, being selected or targeted for politically motivated censorship by these tech giants that are engaged in these, you know, fraud and crimes against humanity. And it's also Twitter, by the way, and I'm expecting at some point the DOJ or the FTC will announce an investigation into the criminal conduct of Twitter and the criminal fraud that has been carried out by Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, who is an unindicted war criminal, in my opinion, who is carrying out, again, crimes against humanity by selectively silencing the freedom to speak. These are horrible things that these individuals have done, people like Pichai from Google and Zuckerberg from Facebook and so on. And these people need to be criminally indicted, in my view. They need to be arrested and prosecuted for the crimes that they have carried out against the people of the United States of America. Look, they've also engaged in treason. They've engaged in election fraud, election meddling. They have engaged in, they took part in the Russia collusion hoax, which is a treasonous act against the United States of America. These companies, these corporations, you know, while the left says, well, they're private companies, they can do whatever they want to do. Really? I don't think the left would be saying that if these companies were censoring people for being gay, would they? Or what if they censored all the speech of just women? That would be insane. Or all the speech of black people? That would be insane. But according to the logic of the left, well, these are private companies, they can do whatever they want to do. Of course they can't. You can't discriminate against people just because of their gender or their sexual orientation or their religion or their political persuasion. And yet all conservatives who have prominent platforms are being deplatformed by these tech companies. It's time to go after them. And thank God that we have Trump in the White House. We have somebody who is willing to stand up for we the people. We have someone who is defending our voices, all of us who believe in health freedom, who believe in the truth about science and medicine, who want to talk about vaccines or pharmaceuticals or natural medicine, natural cures. We have a voice. That voice is being suppressed and censored and economically sabotaged by these tech giants. And President Trump, his administration, is going after these tech giants. And it's about damn time. This is why Trump deserves our support. He deserves our vote in the upcoming election. Trump is the greatest president we've seen since freaking George Washington, man. Trump is doing what nobody else has the courage to do. He's standing up against tyranny, domestic tyranny. He's standing up against the war crimes of these tech giants. So he deserves our support for doing that. I want you to do everything you can to support the White House and President Trump and these efforts to restore our freedom to speak. Keep reading naturalnews.com, newstarget.com, trump.news, and also contact your representatives in Washington. Contact your senators and your congressperson and demand that they support this effort to go after these tech giants. Shut them down, man. Force them to respect a level playing field when it comes to online speech. Actually, we should force them through government power. We should force these companies to pay out, they should pay out damages to all of those that they have cut off. They have cost many people, including us, millions of dollars in lost revenue. And there should be a massive nationwide class action lawsuit against the tech giants with billions of dollars of damages awarded to those who have been targeted and who have been economically sabotaged by these tech giants. And actually, I heard recently that that kind of class action lawsuit is coming, and it's about time. So thank you for your support to help us stay alive and stay online during all of this, these dark ages of speech pushed by the tech giants. We're here. We're fighting for your freedom. We're fighting for the truth on all these topics, and we will continue to be here as long as we can. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Most of the health products and supplements that you buy at Amazon or Whole Foods or grocery stores are never tested for glyphosate, pesticides, heavy metals, or even microbiology. At our store, healthrangerstore.com, we test everything we sell. We offer the cleanest, lab-verified products sold anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com, over 700 products for health and home, all laboratory-validated and tested for your safety. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com.